Saga Protocol halts operations following major exploit. Oh wow, this is really hitting hard. The DeFi world just took a major blow with Saga Protocol's hack. A $7 million loss. That's a huge dent in trust for the whole sector.
Yeah, it's shocking. The stablecoin depegging to 75 cents. That's a 25% drop. Users are panicking, and the TVL collapse is a clear sign of how fragile this ecosystem is.
It's like a domino effect. Once people start pulling their money, the whole system trembles. I mean, how does a protocol even recover from something like this?
The pause on the Saga EVM chainlet is a critical move. It's a temporary fix to stop further damage, but it feels like a centralized response in a decentralized world.
Exactly. It's a balancing act between security and autonomy. The team's prioritizing immediate safety over decentralization principles. That's a tough call.
The fallout isn't just about the funds lost. The depeg of the stablecoin is a domino. Trust erodes, and that affects every DeFi platform relying on it.
It's a reminder that even the best protocols can fail. The $7 million loss is part of a bigger trend. These hacks are costing the sector hundreds of millions annually.
And it's not just about the money. The Saga team needs to rebuild trust, which is harder than fixing code. Users are demanding accountability, and the community is questioning their governance.
This incident is a wake-up call. DeFi needs stronger security, like formal contract verification and real-time monitoring. Users also have to be educated. Not everyone understands the risks of locking funds in untested protocols.
The Saga case highlights the tension between innovation and security. The sector is growing fast, but it's built on trust, which is now under threat.
It's a tough spot for protocols. They have to balance decentralization with practical safeguards. Without that, the whole ecosystem is vulnerable.
The path forward for Saga is clear: transparency, recovery efforts, and long-term security upgrades. But the broader DeFi world needs to learn from this. Security can't be an afterthought.
This isn't just about Saga. It's a warning for the entire sector. The future of DeFi depends on building systems that protect users while staying true to their decentralized roots.
And that's the real takeaway. The Saga incident is a stark reminder. In DeFi, trust is the currency, and it's under siege.